Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go. Let's get it on. Oh, Peters.
Hey, got a fight. Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
This part of the song, I'm just listening and enjoying how cheesy it is. Typical 80s Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Andrew, Craig, and Marty here on Friday. Man, we talked about a lot yesterday, Craig. Fans joined us. They called in. It was great. You can call us today, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. I'll tell you in a second what we're going to be talking about. Darren Dreger is going to join us at 11:30. Last Friday was 10:30 when he dropped absolute huge news about Taylor Hall, which actually came to fruition, by the way. Imagine if that would have been recapped from the future. But I start with this, gentlemen. We talked about so much Sabres yesterday, Martin, that we forgot to talk about the Zamboni on fire the other day.
That was going to be in my diss or dat.
I asked Craig yesterday. We talked a little bit after the show. We stayed on our call and just chatted. And he's like, "Did you see the Zamboni and Roch?" I said, "Did I fail by not bringing that up today?" And he said, "Yes, you did." He said, "But did you see it? It was on."
So just so context for those who haven't seen it, and I hope everybody that's listening to the show has somehow seen. So the Bill Gray's Arena in Rochester, which is right where. Monroe County Community College is. That's where the Rochester Americans practice. On Ring 4, I believe it is. So it's the farthest right one. The Zamboni was on the ice to just go about doing its business. And all of a sudden, you see some red liquid coming out the back of the Zamboni on the ice, which I assume Petey Wet. Is that there was there an oil leak? And then...
I don't know that oil is red, but it could have been some kind of like fluid of some sort.
Fluid,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. So there's a fluid leak and then all of a sudden it catches on fire, but he's at the other end of the rink. He has to make it all the way back to the Zamboni door to be able to take the Zamboni through. And so for those that don't know, Zambonis, you can't go to the gas station and just fill them up with gas. They have propane tanks on them. That's how they work on most of them. I know the Zambonis at the Arbor Center are electric, but most Zambonis work on propane. So he's like catching fire and he's driving back as fast as possible to get through the Zamboni door to be able to like get to safety. Before he got to the door, I want to say that the flames and extinguished themselves and, you know, it was fine, but.
Oh, they did. Cause the part of the video I saw, the thing was still in a full blown roar and he's driving off. And I'm thinking, does this guy burn? Like what happened to him? Okay, I was concerned for the driver. Number two, I'm thinking, why does he? I know
he's still on the Zamboni. Well, jump ship, get out.
What if you're driving? Like, could that? I just wonder. Like, good for him. He's probably thinking, get this thing out of here to keep everybody safe. Because I don't know if that thing can explode or not.
Yeah, and he's probably thinking, wow, there could be an explosion. Two, if the thing burns, it's going to burn the ice. It's going to burn everything underneath. It's going to, like, completely wreck the whole, like, setup for the ice. Three, I am going to try to get to 88 miles an hour, and hopefully I will go back in the future.
Yeah, about 4 minutes. Go back to the same day just 4 minutes ago.
Exactly. So
and quit. I'm going to take this one off. Tony, why don't you hop on? Someone's got to flood the ice or at least try. I hope he's all right. And good for him for literally taking one for the team and driving it off the ice. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm a coward. I would have jumped right off that and said, I don't know. I don't care what happens to the floor here, boys. The ice is done.
I would have bailed.
Next session is canceled.
I would have jumped ship. I would have bailed at the first sight of a spark.
And this guy's hauling ass out of the rink. I give him a ton of credit. We got to get him on the show.
Does anyone know how fast a Zamboni can drive?
It probably can't go much faster than 20, 30 miles an hour.
It's got to be a good Google question. You know, do you want me to do it?
So, PD, the reason I was going to do it this or that is because bar down in Canada, the TSN boys put the clip, obviously, of the flaming Zamboni in Rochester. But then they had a clip, and I don't know when that actually happened, about a Zamboni on the ice, no driver. Okay, somehow the driver fell off at some place, and the Zamboni is basically doing donuts because it keeps on going, and then it hits the ball, the boards. It hits the wall hard, and then it keeps going, and then it hits the wall again, the boards, and it crashes into the boards until one of the player that's waiting to go on the ice gets on and kind of like stalls the Zamboni of some sort. But those are things you never saw, like a driverless Zamboni or a flaming Zamboni. Never ever seen that in 40 years of hockey.
Okay, Riv, I got an answer for you. Instigators, WGR 550. Want to know how fast a Zamboni can go? This is where you're going to hear it. This is the kind of crap you hear on this show. We're going to talk some serious hockey stuff in a minute, but this is hockey related. And I do want to know if the guy was all right, the driver, because those flames are roaring up his back and they were going up his leg. And I hope he's all right. Anyway.
Okay, Riv wants a guess.
So let me just read this to you. In April of 2005, so this is 2005, so they probably souped Zambonis up a little bit. Road and Track magazine performed a road test on a Zamboni Model 500 ice resurfacing machine. They determined the machine's top speed to be... Da, 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 go.
55 miles an hour.
Are you serious? I say 35.
55? The guys would be driving it home from work if they went 55. Give me a break. Every hockey player in the NHL would have a Zamboni to drive around. Pardon?
What are we at?
You remember those old tin boats up you used to see in North Bay with the little Mercury motor on the back? 9.9. Yeah. That 9 points. That was horsepower. 9.7 miles per hour.
What?
That's what they say.
Get out of here.
That's in 2005. So let's, what's inflation with a little bit of power? You want to call it 15?
All right. Wow, they got to soup that up.
Yeah.
You don't want to. Do you know the amount of accidents or crashing in the boards? Or I saw a Zamboni driver years ago, PD, when I was a kid. So what he used to do, because everybody that plays hockey, that goes to hockey practice, you realize that there's always somebody that stays on the ice to move the nets, right? So the Zamboni goes all the way around the ice, clears a couple of paths, and then you push the net against the board, and then you can redo it. Well, back in my youth, there was nobody pushing the nets off. So the Zamboni driver had to get off his Zamboni, move the net, get back on, and go. So this guy had gotten really good at bumping the net with the tail end of the Zamboni.
As he turned?
As he turned to send the net towards the boards, right? So he's doing, and for a couple of years, he had been doing that. So he kind of slid, like the back end slides a little bit, bumps the net goes nicely into the boards. Well, one day he came about and he went to make the turn and he went to give it the little tail action and knock it. The pins were still in the net. The net caved in at the bottom and literally it wasn't a rectangle anymore. Like if it's 6 feet across from left post to right post, at the top it was 6 feet across and at the bottom it was 5 feet. But they didn't have any other nets. So for literally 2 weeks, you practice with a net that was bent at the bottom that was much smaller than the rest of them because the Zamboni driver gave it a little tail action and caved the net in.
Hey, there are some impressive Zamboni drivers. There are the guys that can grab it from the back and then pull it into the corner with them.
Yes.
You know, there are those guys. Then there are the ones, yeah, and then there are the ones that need the assistance. They need someone to push the net for them. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550 Zamboni talk here. 9.7 miles per hour. Says it can go a quarter mile in 93.5 seconds. Anyway, Craig, I have one more off Sabre topic I want to talk about because I saw Joe Thornton do his best Michael Jordan impression yesterday when he did a thing on social media saying, I'm back. And here he is playing in Davos. But there's rumors he could be going to Toronto or like, I don't want to make this conversation about Joe Thornton for an hour, but what do you know? Do you know anything about this guy? Why is he there?
Well, he always spends his off season in Switzerland. In the 2004 lockout, Joe Thornton went over and played in Davos, Switzerland and met his lovely wife there. And now, every off season, because this is, obviously the NHL's off season is he goes over and they spend, a number of months over in Switzerland, living with her parents and having, the opportunity to, see that beautiful country. So right now he's not doing anything. He's working out. He wants to stay sharp. He is playing for the Davos, elite, team, and he's not being paid. He's basically just playing for free. He says, I don't want any money. I just want to have the opportunity to come and skate and play with you guys.
If you're going to play in the Swiss league, what are the top two teams you'd want to play for?
Probably Davos or the other one, what, Bern?
Bern's pretty good, but there's one. Davos would be number one. I mean, it's fantastic. That's where the Spengler Cup is every year, up in the
mountains.
That's
right in the mountains, yeah. It's right in the mountains. It's absolutely beautiful.
That building, like, it has wood ceiling. It's like, it's an old building. It's fantastic. The other one would be Lugano. And Lugano is on the Switzerland-Italy border. And it's literally, like, it has palm trees. It's literally like a sunny destination to go to, and you play hockey. So Lugano would be the other one. HC Lugano would be the one to go to, but Davos, fantastic. Having to do it again when we had maybe the lockout 1 year or whatever, I would try to do what Joe Thornton's doing right now and go and play for a few months and enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's not even about him playing in Switzerland that I want to talk about. It's about, is he actually going to come back and play in the NHL next year?
Listen, I don't see him coming back to the Toronto Maple Leafs as it's been rumored. They signed Jason Spezza. So yeah, they have their one older kind of role model veteran guy. I would think if the Leafs knew that maybe Joe Thornton was available, they may have passed on Jason Spezza and then signed Joe Thornton. Because I think they would benefit more from a guy like Joe Thornton on the team, but they have Spezza already. So I don't see how that would work in Toronto with Joe Thornton as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I read somewhere that someone questioned his game, what kind of game he still has. And I'm like, I don't think I would ever question that. I you know, he's going to bring everything he has. I was shocked when I saw Toronto. But Riv, I don't know. I was asking if maybe you had some inside scoop on that. So maybe
I don't. Okay. I think Joe's going to be very selective in where he goes. I read a couple articles about Doug Wilson, the longtime GM in San Jose. I think he's looking for Joe to move on. He didn't say that. You could read it in the way he was expressing himself. And I think it's time for Joe to move on. I think it's time for some younger players to have an opportunity to play. Another guy that San Jose did pick up and sign this offseason is Patrick Marleau, that they signed for the league minimum, $700,000. There is no way that you are going to bring both those two guys back to the San Jose Sharks. So I think Joe's time in San Jose is going to be done.
I believe
he's going to live there the rest of his life. Okay. I do believe that he will live there the rest of his life. But if Joe's looking to play one more year, he is going to go to a team that he has, that he feels he has a very, very good chance of winning. And he's going to go there for league minimum, and he's going to cross his fingers and go from there.
Yeah. And I would root. He's a guy you root for, and it's not because you know him. He's a guy you root for. He's just a good guy too. He's not just Joe Thornton, the hockey player. He's a really good guy. And you know, yeah, I've always heard from more guys like Riv, you talk about all the time, you know, just about every other guy that's ever played with him or just knew him, or, I mean, interacted with him. He's just a phenomenal guy, and he's normal. That's what I think.
He's a larger than life player. He treats every single solitary day like it's his last. He was a pleasure to play with, because I'm going to tell you this. Most of the time, he loves to have fun with the boys. He loves the boys more than anything. He will do anything for you. But I'm going to tell you this, when it's time to play the game, he is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He is the fun-loving Joe, happy-go-lucky. But when it's time to play, I have never, ever, ever played with anyone like him, that when it's game day and game time, that smiley, laughing Joe becomes very serious. And I've never seen a guy kind of have that attitude and change so much.
Well, give him a call and tell him that the Sabres are serious, because we just signed Taylor Hall. They traded for Eric Staal. They signed Cody Eakin. All right. We're ready to rock and roll. And I think the next question is, gentlemen, we're talking about signing instigators here, WGR Sports Radio 550. I feel like yesterday, after everything we talked about, Riv, with the Sabres, and I just talking with everyone this morning here before our show, and if you go and you troll Twitter, Sam Reinhart's name is out there right now, and it's out there not for trade, but just, you know, what's going to happen with Sam? And I don't want to have the, are we going to trade him or not? But I mean, arbitration, it's a big month for the Sabres. There's three players going to arbitration. Well, elected for arbitration. Maybe something gets done beforehand, but yeah.
In the past year, Rivs and PD, last year, I think there was 44 players going to arbitration, the year before 40. And usually 6 or 7 of them end up going to arbitration. So out of the 26 this year, the Sabres have 3. What do you think, me? This year is a different year. So maybe
I think the only one that goes to Art, Marty, will be Allmark.
You think?
Nope. Allmark will be signed, and so will Olofsson. Sam will be the only one going, because Sam is the only one that has the real statistics. If you're going to go to arbitration, the arbitrator that sits there, the judge or lawyer or whatever, that listens to both sides tear each other apart. As a player, you can't say, you know, he's a great team guy. You know, he brings a lot of energy.
Brings a lot of heart.
The arbitrator doesn't see that. They see statistics. Show me what you're selling, or show me what you're trying to downplay. The problem is Sam Reinhart has the statistics to go into arbitration and I think be very successful. Victor Olofsson is a 25-year-old player that's only played 1 year in the league, and he was hurt for 1/3 of it. So how much arbitration? Like, they're going to sit there and say, listen, he's playing with one of the top 5 guys in the National Hockey League in Jack Eichel. No wonder he had 20 goals. It's all because.
Yeah, and they're going to say he got most of his goals on the power play, yeah, you know, like, I mean, his 5-on-5 production. and then they're gonna use comparables, and they're gonna be able to to push it down. And Linus Olmark, the same thing. They'll be able to push it down in arbitration. So I anticipate, as you Rivs, that both Linus and Victor will be signed before their arbitration hearing, because it's probably best for the players. Now, Sam, I think we'll go. I think this is complicated. I think the Sabres would like Sam to be more at the $5.5 million. You know, Josh Anderson signed a $5.5 million contract with Montreal. I think they would like Sam to be more in the $5 million, $5.5 million range, especially because of the revenues now with the National Hockey League. And the arbitrator does not care that we're in a pandemic or not. They're looking at contract sign and they're putting the numbers out.
Yep.
But Sam, in my opinion, when you look at the numbers, Sam is probably looking at comparables that are more like in the $6.5 to $7 million range. Brendan Gallagher just signed a 6-year deal at $6.5 million. Gallagher's 28, Sam's 24, but their stats are very, very similar when you compare them.
You know that
were they, hold on, Riv, were they similar when Gallagher signed his last contract? And I only say that because Elliot was on yesterday, Marty. By the way, Darren Dreger will join us today. Elliot was on with us yesterday, and we asked him about this and comparables and things like that. And I don't know if Riv said, is Gallagher a good comparable, or maybe I said it, but Elliot told us there are rules in the CBA that say you can't compare to an unrestricted free agent.
Well, there's no rules, but if you go to arbitration, the arbitrator is going to say a player that's going to be walking to unrestricted free agency does not compare to a restricted free agent. So I'm not saying there's rules, because you can compare to yourself to whoever you want. I could go out, if I'm a player, and I could say, I'm comparing myself to Grant Fuhr in 1982. And Fuhr in 1982 made $300,000, and that's when the dollar was this much, and I think I should have this. The arbitrator is going to say, you're absolutely crazy. That's not even an argument. You can do whatever you want. But Brendan Gallagher, when he signed his last deal, was a 6-year deal at $3.75 million. So where Sam Reinhart took a bridge deal, Brendan Gallagher took a 6-year deal at 3.75. Gallagher had just come off.
Grossly underpaid at 3.75.
Yeah, but he had just come off. Listen, he had 1.5 years of NHL experience. The first year, he had 28 points in 44 games. The second year, he had 41 points in 81 games. And so you figure, you know, this is a guy that's going to get 50 points a year, 50 to 55 points a year. Now, he's had some ups and downs. Obviously, the next year, he had 47. He went down to 29, went up to 54. So he's had some ups and downs. But at 3.75, Brendan Gallagher was underpaid. We can all agree to that. And now at $6.5 million, Brendan Gallagher is slightly overpaid. But what's Montreal going to do? They just signed Toffoli. They just signed Josh Anderson. They signed Jake Allen as a backup goaltender. They've got a bunch of unrestricted free agents coming up. They need to sign Gallagher. But those arguments.
The point is, you can't compare. You can't compare Sam Reinhart to Brendan Gallagher.
You can, to an extent.
You can, but you can't. Because if you have Sam Reinhart at the age of 24 that he is right now, and if he was unrestricted, what do you think Sam Reinhart would garner on an open market with 31 teams bidding on?
Right, well, now, yeah, or in a regular Brendan market? Because this is different times.
Wait, Brendan Gallagher did not get to unrestricted free agency either. Maybe Brendan Gallagher.
I understand that. This is why I'm saying that Sam Reinhart is 24 years old, turning 25. Okay. He has 2 more years until he's unrestricted.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have to buy those unrestricted years away from Sam. So, you know, Brendan Gallagher at age 28 is making $6.5 million. It's a tough comparable when you're comparing a restricted free agent to an unrestricted free agent.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Marty. Gallagher has 1 more year on his deal.
He has 1 more year on his deal.
So he got an extension. Well, but still,
Montreal is not looking at, like, I know Brendan Gallagher and his agents are saying, hey, next year we're going to get to free agency. We're going to walk. We're going to have 31 teams because Seattle will be in there bidding on Brendan Gallagher. Okay, so you have that argument. Yes, I totally understand that. But the fact and the matter is that at this moment, Brendan Gallagher signed this contract. There was nobody else bidding on him. So you can only see what Montreal is giving you. The same way Sam Reinhart has nobody else. Actually, yes, Sam Reinhart could have 30 teams betting on him through an offer sheet. No one's going to offer sheet Sam. But I'm just saying, Gallagher signing his extension and Sam Reinhart and the position they're in, I believe, are very, very similar. Now, I understand one is set to be a UFA, one is still RFA, but as a whole, we're hockey people here. We know that Sam Reinhart and Brendan Gallagher are very, very much comparable when you look at stats, their production, their contribution to teams, and what they can do on the ice.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550, we got to go to break. We'll continue this conversation. Oh, Craig, you want to say something?
Can I ask one thing before we go to break? I want Marty to think about it.
Don't answer it, Marty.
If you're looking at...
We'll answer it on the other side of the break.
Okay. If you're looking at Brendan Gallagher as a comparable to Sam, why wouldn't the Sabres go and offer Sam a six-year deal for $6.5 million? Or would you like to see Sam on a 1 or 2 year deal to take him to unrestricted free agency that's going to be probably maybe $1 million less in the long-term contract? So sign him for a 2 year deal at, you know, 5.53 like Domi, or sign him to a $6.5 million deal for 6 years.
Okay.
What would you rather do?
There's the question we'll answer. Well, I think, do we have Dis or Dad on the other side? Let's do it at 11:30. Dis or, oh, we have Dregs at 11:30. We can mix in Dis or Dad. Let's talk about this on the other side of the break, because I think this is what Sabre fans want to hear. It's a good question, Riv. We'll talk about that. What's next for the Sabres? Instigators, we're talking Sam Reinhart. There's other arbitrations scheduled, and there's still a lot of free agents out there. I don't think the Sabres are done. We shall see. We'll be right back. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We'll be right back. Arbitration is the walk of life. We're talking Sam Reinhart, Instigators. WGR Sports Radio 550. Marty, Craig, Andrew, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. If you want to get in on the conversation. If I was a betting man, I would bet that Craig forgot what his question was to Marty about Sam, but I'm going to bank that he remembers it because I forget it. But
I remember it down.
There he is. There he is. It's like I turn it over in the neutral zone, then the D don't step up and get the guy. They get walked, and Marty makes the save to bail everybody out.
Yep.
I'm looking at Riff's face right now, and he's like, what was my question?
What question?
No, no, boys. No, boys.
Craig's saying, I thought this was the start of the show.
Let me tell you something, boys. Craigie's on his game today.
Okay. Okay, ask the question.
Well, you're not, because your headset's not working. How's that? You want producing on the fly here. I don't think your thing is connected to your, it's not set up to take your headset, but that's fine. Well, someone just tweeted, said, is Craig doing the show from his bathroom? And we just say he's in the tub.
Whatever. I'm past that right now. I'm going to ask you a question.
Go for it.
Number one, do you sign Sam Reinhart to a long-term contract? The numbers are going to, or the year length is going to be anywhere from 6 to 7 years. Maybe even 8. Or do you sign Sam to a 1-year contract in arbitration or 2, depending on what the two sides can agree on? So a short-term contract. Or you look at option number 3, is looking to move Sam Reinhart in a deal that can bring somebody else in that will not only replace him, but possibly, you know, flourish even more than what he can do.
Marty, care to go first?
Yes, I care to go first. I'll say this. I am, and I'm trading in my NHLPA union card on this one. I am very much opposed now to the long-term deal, to the 6, 7, 8 year deal. I just, even if you think that you've hit a home run, that you've hit a Duncan Keith, where you signed him for 13 years at, what was Duncan Keith, $5 million?
5.85.
Okay, when everybody thought, man, this is a $7, $8 million defenseman, you got him for $5.8 million on a long-term deal. There is always a moment in those 7, 6, 7, 8, and really Duncan Keith was 13-year deal, that you are going to regret that deal. The upside does not overmatch the downside of it. So that's what I would say. Like, we're, a guy like Jack Eichel, you got to sign him to long-term. Those top guys, yes. But Sam, I would stay away from the long-term. I would want to be able to reevaluate the situation in 3 years, in 2 years, in 3 years. Like, that's where I would be to have the flexibility. So I'd much rather give Sam 2 years and even let him go to free agency if you have to. That doesn't mean he's walking away. That just means that if you don't agree on a contract, he gets to walk away. Well, let me tell you this. You can always trade at the trade deadline, a player that's going to walk to UFA. There's a lot of other possibilities. Everybody always thinks, like, oh my goodness, this player signed and will walk away as an unrestricted free agent. I really don't think that happens, and that's a foregone conclusion, but I would stick to the 2 or 3 year deal, and that would be it.
No thoughts about moving Sam.
Do you want my answer?
Yeah, I want your answer, PD.
John in Massachusetts wants to talk about Sam. We'll get to him in a minute. If you have a thought on this, 803-0550, 888-552-5.
I was all confused, PD, because that pops into my screen, right? John in Massachusetts.
I thought John in Massachusetts joined our Skype call.
That's what I thought, too.
I was like, what is going on here? We'll get to John in Massachusetts. This is my thought on Sam. There's two parts. I'll keep it quick. One, I'm going to let him go to arbitration. Marty, I don't know how you end up getting. I think it's a he gets a 1 year deal in arbitration.
Well, it depends on what the team and the players are asking for. If both are asking for a 1 year deal, the award's going to be a 1 year deal. But if one of them asks for a 2 year deal, then I think, depending on what the arbitrator does, there's a possibility of a 2 year deal.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping if I'm the team, because I know what the player wants. We all know what players, how they think and what they, with the exception of Taylor Hall, who shocked everybody, still shocked today, by the way. I would say let him go to arbitration and you live with the number you get. And then the second part to that would be I would not play him on Jack's line. I'm going to let him go to arbitration. I'm going to let him get his award, but he's going to do it my way, and I'm going to see what he's all about and if he can do something special with Staal and Skinner. Because I think we can all already know that Jack and Taylor Hall are going to be pretty special. That's, again, that goes back to the mindset. There's no guarantees, but that's how, if you're going to be successful, you can't think what if. And that's my answer. 1 year deal, arbitration. If it's $6.5 million like everybody thinks, then you live with it. Then you go see if he's really a $6.5 million player. Because I know what he can do with Jack Eichel. I know what he can do with Jack Eichel.
Yeah, and that's and what is that?
Probably as he goes forward, 30 goals. I think he can score 30. I mean, this kid's phenomenal.
So now you're banking on Sam Reinhart scoring 30, and he's never scored 30 before.
No.
Yeah. He's played with Jack all the time.
And he's played with Jack his entire life. So what I'm saying is, can we just say
65
that Sam Reinhart,
points?
Well, he scored 65 points once, Petey.
There you go.
This year he wasn't on pace for 65 points. You know, so I look at Sam as a 60-point guy. And I look him as a 25 goal scorer. Can we agree on that?
Yes, I can agree on that. I was giving you my potential of what I still. I don't think he's done. What do you mean? Like he's never scored 30? That doesn't mean he won't score. I hate that philosophy, by the way. I am sick.
I'm not saying that he's not going to score 30.
You just did. You said he never has.
You said that he's going to score 30. Well, he's going to score 30 when I see him score 30. And the way I look at it is this, and I'm just going to throw a hypothetical out to throw some gasoline on this fire. Sam Reinhart is going to be somewhat of a 60-point guy, 25 goals. My question to you is, if we're going to have to pay Sam $6.5-7 million, then why wouldn't you want to entertain what it would look like to go out and acquire a Patrick Laine? Patrick Laine has already scored in this league 44 goals. He's scored 30-plus goals every season he's been in the league. He's already put up 70 points. And he's not even playing with Mark Scheifele and Wheeler and guys like that all the time. So my question to you is, what would Patrick Laine do on a line with Taylor Hall and Jack Eichel? Would he be a 60-point player, or could he be a 90-point player?
How many pucks are going to be on the ice to share with all these guys?
Patrick Laine doesn't touch the puck to begin with. He gets
his goals and he's a goal scorer. Taylor Hall's a shooter. Jack Eichel can do both. Some people say he's a scorer, but I think he's actually one of the most underrated, better passers in the NHL.
Well, I'll tell you this. Especially on his backhand. I think that Taylor Hall is more of a passer than he is a scorer. He's more of a creator of open space because of his speed, and he's extremely talented. So Taylor Hall, when you look at Taylor Hall, and this is just my opinion, and when you look at him, is he generates time and space because he's so fast. Defensemen back off because they don't want to get burnt. So he creates more open space. Jack Eichel, when you sit there and say, is Jack Eichel a goal scorer in this league or is he a playmaker? I think we can all agree that Jack is both.
Well, that's definitely exciting. I mean, listen, if you're suggesting throwing, I'm not saying it can't work. I'm asking if it can work. I'm asking if there's such thing as too much firepower on one line. I don't know the perfect recipe.
Well, it's not when you have Jeff Skinner,
an all-star line,
Staal, and Victor Olofsson and Tage Thompson and Eakin. It's not when you have depth throughout your lineup. Like, you look at the Colorado Avalanche. They win because they put together McKinnon, Rantanen, and Langeskog. You look at the Boston Bruins, the best team in the league this year. Who do they have on one line? Pasternak, Bergeron, Marchand. That these lines cannot be stopped. That's why they have so much success.
Marty, care to comment? Then we'll grab calls on the other side of the break. We have a couple calls. John, we're going to talk to you on the other side of the break. Marty, comment on line A. I think if you look in the group chat, your lineup there, Riv, is kind of has drawn some attention. Tommy Hollander likes it. Go ahead, Marty. Care to comment?
Well, I think Lanny is a really good player. I think there's a situation in Winnipeg where he's not – last year he wasn't playing with a top center. He wasn't on the top line. It could be different this year with Paul Stastny there to be able to feed him the puck, but he's a guy that's going to score 40. Again, I want players that can score goals. I want a team that can outscore everybody. I want a team that is going to go out there and every night is not trying to win a game 1-0. There is systems, there is game planning and matching lines and all of that, but have the players that when they have the puck on their stick, they can score goals. So
can I add something to that, Marty?
Yeah,
always. How many goals did you just say Patrick Laine was going to score?
40.
Okay.
How many? He's only done that once, Marty. He's not a 40 goal scorer. Okay. He hasn't done that.
Sorry, actually, he has done it. He actually has done it. Okay. He actually scored 44, Petey. So when I would say, if we're going to say that, hey, I think Sam can score 30, I think Patrick Laine can score 50. Patrick Laine's already scored 44. Playing with Jack Eichel and Taylor Hall, now you're putting Patrick Laine in the ability to score 50.
Hey Marty, I wasn't
hypotheticals.
I wasn't saying that toward you. I was pretending to answer like Craig. Just so you know.
Just so you know, I have to make a correction.
Uh-oh.
So
on yourself or us?
1 year or 2 year difference in salary arbitration. If it's a player elected arbitration, then the team gets to choose if it's a 1 year or 2 year award, if it's a team elected arbitration, the player gets to choose. So this is obviously a player-selected arbitration. So the team would choose 1 or 2 years, which most likely they would take a 1 year deal. So we can pretty much guarantee that if Sam, Victor, and Linus go to arbitration, it's going to be 1 year deal. The team is not going to take in a 2 year arbitration award.
All right. Craig's talking line A. We're talking arbitration. 1 year, 2 year, 8 year for Sam. What do you think? Give us a call, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Darren Dreger at 1130. We'll see if he knows anything. He normally does. He was in on Hall, too. He had the...
John just left our Skype, by the way.
No, John's coming back. He'll be there next segment, John. Call back. If you want to hear from us, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We want to hear from you. Instigators, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour number two coming up, and Darren Dreger will join us in that hour at 11:30 right here on the Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. We do have a call. We have calls, and we'll take calls on the other side of the hour in the first half of it, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We have a couple right now, or a few, I think. We'll grab John first. He's been the most patient. I think he's calling from the furthest distance, too. So, John in Massachusetts, you're on the line with the boys on Instigators. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. And I'm actually John from Buffalo, and I opened Buffalo's Famous. So you guys gave me the shout-out yesterday on Twitter, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we appreciate the note yesterday. Your tweet yesterday was about the success of billionaires and champions and their professionals, and you don't buy a Ferrari thinking it's going to break, right?
Yeah, thanks for saying. I guess it was bang on, right?
Craig was very thrilled with that one. He even gave you a like.
Loved it.
Awesome. And thanks for keeping everything so positive in a tough time for everybody. But I just wanted to talk about Reinhart a little bit from the perspective of the league and honestly the champions that just made it to the semis. You're talking about his comparable, you know, in arbitration and who just signed with who. But if we look at the Lightning, you know, each and every one of those players is a champion prototype that helped them win the cup. Are we just coveting this high draft pick Reinhart because he's our guy, or can you guys actually compare him to someone who just lifted the Stanley Cup and that's why we should keep him?
Great question. Hang up and listen. Yeah. Any Kerry, you guys want to answer? I mean, it's
simple. I think when you're dealing with trying to sign a major piece to your team, and Sam has been a very, very big part of the Sabres the last number of years. He has produced, and he's in a position where he is going to go to arbitration. That being said, when you're in a situation to have to pay a player like Sam this much money and trying to negotiate a long-term deal, just me, if I was a GM, I would want to know what is out there. That's the only thing I would be doing. It's not, just like the caller said, it's not just about Sam. It's about what can I do with this money allotted that I'm going to have to sign Sam for? What else is out there that might make more sense? Or maybe it won't. And maybe you're just like, no, I really like what I have here at this player and I want to move forward. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, and it also makes sense to think like, well, Rasmus Dahlin is going to have to be signed, and Dylan Cousins in 3 years is going to have to be signed. And if you go in 5, 6, 7 years with Sam Reinhart, how much of your salary cap and your salary structure are you eating up? Is it 8%, 9% of your cap or your allotted cap space that you want to spend? So that to me is where it's not just about this year. It's not just about Sam. It's also about next year and 2 years down the road and 3 years down the road. When Kevin Adams has his big whiteboard, he has players that are saying like, okay, this player has to sign in a year. So the $900,000 that we're counting against the cap right now will not be $900,000 in a year or two from now. So that has to be factored in.
Caller, stay on the line. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. If you want to talk to Marty, Craig, or myself, get your thoughts out there. We're right here. We'll be right back. WGR Sports Radio 550, Darren Dreger at 11:30. Stick around.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.